Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Welcome, welcome.
Keeping it hard all
Jim Ferguson
day
and you long. Are listening to Hustler Spirit Radio.
Keeping it in you all night.
We got Ken in the house. What's up, Big Daddy?
How's it going there, Big Daddy?
Man, I'm hanging in there, Big Daddy. I'm staying black and keeping it hard. That's what I'm doing every day. Shit, thinking about my money every day. Walking towards that money every day. I go to bed thinking about money. I wake up in the morning thinking about money. Shit, I say, man, I don't know when I don't think about money. I feel good thinking about it, Big Daddy. Yes, I do. And as we can see by that comment, today we are going to be talking about collapsing that money into your pocket. That's the bottom line. How can we collapse that money? How can we collapse that energy upon us? How do we do it? And when we do it, we need to be looking at how we do it. And that's very important, man. I've had a wonderful week talking to people, wonderful week trying to do the best I can with helping people. And let me tell you something. When you do something, I know we talk all the time, you know, on the phone, even when we're not looking at one another. But the fact of that, when things happen, I want to know why they happen. I want to know how I can master those cause and effect events that happen in my life. And you often hear me talk about it. I want to know exactly what did I do to have this particular event happen in my life. Here's what I've been doing, and I'm going to let my secret out, Big Daddy. I'm going to let some of it out. I'm going to keep some of it with me. I ain't going to let it all out, but I will talk about it a little bit. Here's what I have done. I have read over the years a lot of books, and basically they all say that we are the artist that has the paintbrush and the canvas, and all we have to do is paint the picture that we want and live it. Believe in it. Have faith in it. Now, what I've been doing is that I get up every morning and I mentally paint a picture of how I want my day to be. Now, sometimes I don't even know how I'm going to acquire, blend myself in, receive, give out, and I've gotten to a point where I don't even worry about it. I laugh at it. And I've been successful every single day. I hit my mark every single day, and I'm not exaggerating. Not one bit am I exaggerating. Every single day, I literally paint a picture, and exactly what I have a mental picture with, exactly what I speak out of my mouth, by the end of that day, middle of the day, first part of the day, I don't care, it all comes into effect. Now, it's so strong with me that I can't do anything but be in a state of gratitude continuously. Now, one quick example. Well, I'm going to give you two quick examples. Then I'm going to tell you a conversation I had with a fellow student of mine that we took a Akashic Records class. And she was going through some things, and she ended up giving me a call. But we'll get with that in a minute. Here's the first thing. I love drag racing. Went to the drag race. Went to John Force Night here in Cleveland, Ohio, which is actually Norwalk, Ohio. Now, within that, the whole scene was, it wasn't a event of pressure, even though they, you know, might have been a little bit of tuning, might have been a little bit of testing, so to say, but they really pretty much had their tune-ups set because they were just here a month ago. So they were more relaxed to talk with you, because I'm listening for technical things, because there's not a lot of things about nitromethane motors. There's not a lot of things about nitromethane, period. There's not a lot of things about how to tune these 7,000, 8,000 horsepower motors. So anyway, there was a gentleman, I was in Tony Pentragon's race camp, and he drives the Quaker State funny car. So there was a guy that was talking to, I guess, a crew personnel, and the crew personnel's name was Warren. I found out what his name was. He asked the guy a simple question. I'm going to quicken the story up. He basically asked him, he said, man, listen, why do they push the blowers back now on top of the motors? Well, if you don't know what a blower is actually a device that sits on top of the motor or on the side of the motor, depending on what style blower you have, and actually is a forced induction mechanical unit that actually compresses air, creates its own atmosphere, and shoves as much air into the cylinders to get the highest volumetric efficiency out that motor, mixed with the highest molecule energetic fuel known to man, which is nitromethane, which is roughly about, when they say a nitro-burning car, it's roughly about 90% nitromethane, 10% methanol for the cooling effect. Okay, now, get past that. The guy asked a question, and the guy, Warren, answered the question. Now, that was my opportunity once the guy asked a question, and Warren was able to give the information. I didn't quite hear all of it, but I asked the question again, and he ended up telling me. Now, I ended up talking to him, and this guy was roughly 40-plus years old. He'd been coming up through the ranks. He was telling me about the crew chief. And when I asked him, I was like, look, man, I love racing. I love the technical end. Where can I find this information out? He said, man, I ain't never read nothing. I said, you ever read anything? He said, nothing to the like of a nitromethane motor. Where we learn at is we blow, and this is a quote-unquote, we blow a lot of shit up. We try, we test, we blow up, we learn, we jot, we move, we keep going until we come up with something that works. I said, okay, no problem at all. I said, great. I said, Warren, I appreciate it. I asked him a couple more questions. Don't need to get into it. Anyway, walking out the park, end of the day, I'm in the car, and I see this gentleman with his daughter walking back and forth. Now, immediately, I know he can't find his car. So he's going back and forth again, he's going back and forth again, and traffic isn't moving, and I'm in the car, and blah, 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 blah. So I say, if this guy walks by me again, I'm getting my ass out the car, and I'm going to help this gentleman find his car. I'm looking at this daughter, can't be no more than 7 or 8. It's late. It might even be 11 o'clock at night, for all I know, man. It's late. Whatever it is, it's late. Park was full, 40,000 plus people. And I listened to something internally in me to say, get up and help him. And I don't question it. I just get up and I go do it. I say, hey, how you doing, man? I know you lost. You can't find your car. So what kind of car you got? Let me try to find your car. So I offer his daughter to sit in my car until we find his car. So she does that. And we end up going in separate directions after he tells me what kind of car he has. Long story short, I find his car, got his car, get him. He's so happy, he don't know what to do. He reaches his hand out to shake my hand, and he gives me his name. And I said, whoa, man. I said, you work for the transit affiliation in Cleveland. He was like, yeah. I was like, you own a nitromethane car? He was like, yeah. I said, I got a shop right down the street from you. So he said, okay. I said, what happened to your car? He said, well, you know, I had to set it down for a minute. Blase, 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 blase. Now, look at all of those things that happened in order. If I would not have listened to my inner intelligence, I would not have met this man that has to know something about nitromethane motors, race cars, and chassis, because he has one. Hell, he knows more than me, because he has one. So what am I to do? I am to reach out to this man and offer my assistance, because I want to learn more I want to probe into his mind. I want to learn more about nitromethane race car. I hadn't even left the park yet, and I met someone. Now, the other story is months before that, I'm at a Super Chevy meet, and they've got some nitro coupes, some pro-mod nitro coupes. And basically, they're pro-mod cars, and these were blown cars with superchargers on them that, if they desire, can run a certain percentage of nitromethane. The long story short, I wanted to find out more about that. So what am I doing walking in the pit? Lo and behold, I look at a car. I look at the name of the car, and it says Lester Sensibello. Now, I know damn well it ain't that many Lester Sensibellos in Ohio. So I say, wait a minute. Is this the guy that I went to high school with that graduated 1 year ahead of me? Lo and behold, it is. What did I do? Exchange phone numbers with him. What did I do today? Called him, offered my assistance, and I had been putting it off. I admit, I've been procrastinating. Hadn't called him. Was he at the event that I went to Saturday? Yes, he was. Did he run that car? He only ran it once and had problems with the upper brass, but that's neither here nor there. I felt his presence, I do believe. Long story short, get it all lined up. What is going on? When we need to know something, we are placed in proper position for it. Do we have the ability to recognize where we at, to recognize opportunity, and to move upon opportunity? It's not necessarily going to come to us in an email. It's not necessarily going to come from us, come to us, drop down in a newspaper form, burning on your front yard. It's not going to do that. We have to understand and get ready to receive those subtle hints in life that is where our innermost desires are. It's also universe responding to what you are asking it to do, what you want, what you desire. It's giving you that all the time. I see more of it every day because I put attention on those coincidences or those happenings or those events. That's what I do. So I'm going to let a little secret out. The more that you put your attention to something, the more you energize it. So if I know that painting a picture mentally in my life, for my life, is going to give me the results I want in my life every single day without any crazy effort, it's not going to deviate because it's law. I just have to do my part and be ready. That's the lucky in me, to be ready, to be observant, to be ready to move, and then to move with complete faith that it is going to put me into proper position. It's just that easy. And I'm learning to be more comfortable with it. You know what I mean? To be more fluent with it. It's also a situation where I kind of take everything with a chuckle. Where some of the stuff would floor people, I chuckle, I give gratitude, and I look for the next event. And I just give thanks every single day and moment that I can, that I am blessed to be able to have insight, blessed to be able to see what others choose not to see. God, I am thankful, flat out. Things in our life don't have to be complicated. We, in our ignorance, make them that. If we knew absolute truth, could we accept it? If we knew absolute truth, would we embrace it? And a large majority of people do not want the absolute truth. You want absolute truth through your spirituality? Do you want absolute truth to how this universe operates? Do you want absolute truth on what you are? Where you can go? No limitations. You can choose the type of life that you want. You can choose the relationships that you want. You can choose the men, women, children that you want in your life. You can choose those things by exercising choice, recognizing that they, that you have choice and that you're responsible for your life. It's that easy. I don't wake up in the morning having a bunch of shit on me. I mean, of course I got things going on, but trust me, man, they ain't nowhere close to how they've been over the years and upon years and upon years. I can see some events and I can see the outcomes happening the way that I want to because I know that I control the circumstances and the causes by my actions. And it's just that easy. Certain things happen. Okay, man, then let's bang it over here and let's bang it over there and let's bang this and let's hit that and let's move there. When I do that, I know I'm going to get a favorable outcome because I'm looking at nothing but favorable in my heart and my soul. I'm looking at that. And I say favorable to exactly to what I want. And then also having the ability to really, truly, truly, truly know what you want. And to realize that you say, well, why am I getting these things in my life? Person that I know asked me that today. And I thought I moved. And I said, no, you still got that shit in you. Well, what do you mean? I said, think about what you even joke around and what you joke on the phone about. Think about what you say. Think about what you envelop yourself in. Think about what you expose yourself to. Think about what the people in your house, the men that you see, the men that you're dating, think about that. Excuse me. Think about that. All of that collectively makes up your mental attitude towards everything. So when you say you don't know where it's coming from, the first thing most people do, Big Daddy, is they look outside. And you can't look outside. You got to look within. So then I happen to tell her something today that I know any other day she wouldn't want to hear. And I told her, I said, you don't listen. And then you're quick to tell somebody you already know that. And so when you tell somebody that, after you've asked them for some help or some clarity, the best that they could do, then the common sense is you shut people off from saying anything else to you. Well, do a lot of people do universe that way too?
Well, you could look, you know, you could say, well, universe or God or whatever. When you, a lot of times when we look at things, we don't look at it in a clear sense of mind anyway, and we don't think about things in a clear sense of mind or simple way. You know, you might be looking out the window and see something outside and you say, man, that guy there never washed his car, but you're looking through the window and your windows may not be clean, you know.
My man.
So, in that analogy right there, we might look at a situation where it's not clean or clear to us of what's really going on.
Exactly. Not knowing the absolute truth, not knowing that.
I might visualize a picture and say that's what I want, but I haven't made that picture clear.
Exactly. I think Seth has told us there's somebody online.
Yes.
Okay, let's take that call, man.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's happening?
What's happening, Big Daddy?
Big Daddy, this sounds like Mr. Sports and Spine, Leon Anderson, III.
That
what's going on, Big Daddy?
That is who this is.
That's right.
I've been listening to you all kicking the science tonight, and I'm loving it.
Come on with it, man. Come on with it. I'm glad to hear from you, Big Daddy. I'm glad to hear from you.
And I'm telling you, it's just what the doctor ordered because we are definitely beings here on this earth to experience everything there is to experience. And our thoughts are definitely our things, and our things become reality.
Yes,
and,
they do.
You know, I'm just here to say, Big Daddy, that, you know, to me, in time and space, no matter whether you have, you know, a whole lot, there's
right.
always more to get. Whether there's lack, there's always people to have less.
Right.
But simply by being there, no matter what you do, who you become, or who you think you are, or what you have to gain or lose, your purpose was achieved because you're here experiencing. That's what it's all about. But to me, this is just a big game here, you know. And you
we often talk about that, don't we? We often talk about that. And looking at it being a game, it takes the pressure off. You understand what I'm saying? It's like if we got together and we play Monopoly, we could go for broke, we can go for each other's throats, but we do it in a sense of knowledge that it is a game and we're not going to technically lose.
Right.
See, mishaps aren't losses. Something over here, as the one person wants to say, is wrong or what. We're not losing anything. We're just experiencing. And then you learn how to take the brunt away from all of that mess. See, that part of it is what they tried to do to the religions and to people, was to put you in a sense that you had to go through that and it to get to where you had to go, but not letting you know and not telling you that it is, everything is personal. It's how you want, you paint it all. So I don't have to go through Johnny Mac. I don't have to go through jump over hoops and ropes. I can experience life. I can experience spirituality as long as I stay open and flexible, peace of mind. I've got nothing to lose and all to gain. I'm not going to be hurt. I'm not going to be damaged. I technically cannot die. I just change the state of being if I leave up out of here on this dense dimension. So it's a win-win no matter how you look at it. And even me saying that, I got goosebumps on my arm because I believe it internally within my presence of everything that I do. So you come at me with something, I'm laughing at it because I got a choice of doing whatever I want to do to command whatever I want to command. So if I want to eat the full box of Frosted Flakes, Big Daddy, that's what I'm going to do. That's an inside joke, something we talked about today. What's up?
And that's what it boils down to, 100%.
Yep.
You know, absolutely 100%. I'm there with you. It's like when you think about Star Trek, you think about the way they had the television clones back then, and now we have cell phones. We have the ability to... I was watching Dr. Oz on Oprah the other day, and they were talking about this gentleman who cut off the tip of his finger. And then his brother just so happens to be a geneticist, and he sent him some stem cells, and this guy actually grew his finger back. The bottom line is, look at our technology with flat-screen TVs, look at our phones, look at our cars. Everything began as a thought.
Yes.
And it's just clear that it begins as a thought in one dimension or one realm, and then it becomes reality down the line. And for us, everything is fear-based. The reason why we don't go out and play this game of life full out is because we're afraid of the outcome. And we've forgotten that we know the outcome already.
Yes.
We were sitting here knowing the outcome, but we've forgotten that. So play this game of life full out. Go after it every single day. Do the best you can do with everything that it is that you have to do, because you can't lose.
You can't lose.
When I started my business, I wrote a business plan.
Yeah.
And first 3 years, we made the exact amount of money I thought we were going to make every year.
Keep
we
your heart on
that number of clients
that
I thought we were going to open every single year. Now I have an opportunity to provide services. I told my friends last year I wanted to go
to
the
and stimulating
services in South Africa at the World Cup next year.
Radio.
Man,
why?
Stay, you know what
why?
I want you to do? I want you to talk a little bit more about that. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We got Mr. Leon Anderson on the line. Go ahead, Big Daddy. Sports is fine. About to be global. Stay with us.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A hustler's spirit. Radio. A hustler's spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A hustler's spirit. Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Welcome back. It's Jim Ferguson, Hustler Spirit Radio, and you guys are listening to the best carrier, BBSRadio.com. We got with us, man, we had a caller call in. I appreciate you from your busy day. Leon Anderson, owner, president of Sports and Spine, and a dear friend of mine. What's going on with you, man? Appreciate you calling up and appreciate you giving us insight, and we're talking to a person that has created multiple businesses, and also this person has, I've seen you work face-to-face, Big Daddy. I've seen you look at me in my eye and tell me what you're going to have, and I've seen you do it. So we've got on the line a person that is living proof of what determination, faith, and tenacity, poise, what that can do. I don't see you force at anything, Lee. I don't see you do that. It's smooth because you know you're going to win. It's almost like, back when we used to bowl quite a bit, and you had, when you know you can see the pins, baby. When you know you can see the pins. When you know you can see them. You know that just by having a mental picture of how you want your life or business or whatever it might be, and having affirmations about that, and also the effect of if any doubt or worry comes in, that you're quick to get it out, quick to cancel it, and quick to stay on course. And I know that's how I am. I know I'm like that, and I know that I'm just ready to play the game full tilt, man. I just don't want to put 50 cents in the game when I know I can put $5 in every spin. And that's just how I am. I want to put the five, and if I can put a credit card on it, I want to do that too. Because I'm ready for the outcome. I'm ready for that. So, I mean, and that's very something. And I tell you something too, man. When you talked about your business plan and you talked about achieving all of your numbers and your financial numbers every year, you basically collapse those things into existence because you had faith, and I know you did, and you could tell me a little bit of something about that, but I know you had complete faith, and with your understanding about how universe operates. And I tell you, you have a warrior mental attitude when going into business, but I've also see you use the truth factor, looking for all angles, looking for clues, looking for movement. I've seen you do that. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, of even on your global end in South Africa?
Absolutely. Well, the bottom line is, you know, I go to bed each night not with the news on TV, or not with watching any of those madness or crazy Atlanta Housewives shows, although they are entertaining. I do enjoy them from time to time, but I make sure that I put on my subconscious what I want my subconscious to be contemplating throughout the night. So whether it's I'm watching, I might put some Wayne Dyer on, I might put The Secret on, I might listen to some Wallace B. Waddles. Whatever it is, I want my subconscious to be working for me throughout the night, because that's another, you know, six, seven, you know, hours that I'm going to be sleeping, but My mind is going to be working with the universe to achieve my goals. And
exactly.
I make sure that our goals are very clear, they're very concise, and I'm open to them changing too, because I'm open to whatever the universe brings me. Usually, I look and I see the end in sight. I don't really care so much about the path. Like last year, I told a couple of my good friends, I think I told you too, Tip,
yep,
that, I was looking more to be global. We used to talk a lot about,
oh yeah,
Dubai and different places. And a buddy of mine called me and he said, you know, the South African government is going to have a meeting in Columbus with some businesses, and he said, "You want to come down and participate in the meeting?" I said, "Absolutely," because
I don't know
what the universe has in store for me. And when I went down there, there was probably maybe 13 people, and there's a delegation from South Africa that was there also. And you had the top person, the consulate general, the very top person, you know, there too. And everybody was paired up how they were going to sit, but I didn't know how I was going to pair up because I didn't know, you know, what I had to offer. And I would let you know that I was a little bit fearful that if I sit next to the top person, I might not know what to say, you know, or not know what to do. So I kind of stood back a little bit as people were getting paired up. And then as the universe would have it, I was somehow getting pushed right toward the top person. And then when it was time for me to decide whether I was going to sit there or take another seat somewhere else, of course, Big Daddy, I had to do what the universe wanted me to do and sit right next to her. And
as I became more related
in conversation, what happened was I got the invitation to come to South Africa, which I'm going to go in September, and take a look at a lot of different business opportunities. At the same time, there may be an opportunity for us to provide services at, you know, the world's largest sporting event, which is the World Cup.
Soccer.
Bottom line is that I told people last summer that it's time for me to go more global. And here it is. And so what's going to come out of it, you know, I don't know. But I'm open to what the universe has in store for me because the universe knows where my heart is and the kind of person I am. Just as a side, I do want to get in that you can find us at sportsandspine.com. That's sportsandspine.com. And the phone number is 216-593-7070. You know, in case you have any ailments or problems, we specialize in back care. But the bottom line is we are where we are absolutely because we have faith that the universe is going to put us where we need to be and that we know we're going to act when it's time to act. We're always in action toward, you know, whatever our goals are.
Towards your biggest desires. Exactly. That was my next point I was going to say to you. Is that is how I am. How many decisions did you have not to even go to Columbus? How many decisions did you have not to sit by that lady? How many decisions did you... And all those things is when you did that, and let's say, I'm not saying that I know everything is going through your mind, but if that ego was telling you don't do it, lay in the bed, stay with wifey, stay at home, drink a brew, no. No, 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 no. I'm suppressing that. I'm moving towards the bigger picture. I don't know what it is, but I trust it's going to be great for me. And that's kind of what you're saying is you don't care about how the middle is. You see the end. But you're ready to ride in that middle. You don't go in there constricted. You don't go in there with resistance. You go in there and you jump right in alignment. And see, when you do that and you, man, it's just, that's a wonderful feeling because that also shows universe that you trust in it because it is you. It's you. You trust in it. You trust in that spiritual guidance. You trust in that soul, and that soul is what's telling you. Your soul is telling you, listen, man, this is what I want. We got to move here. And that soul is expressing through your actions. And once you become in alignment and you listen, everything becomes easy. That's one of the laws of least effort. People get more things done, more money made, more accomplishments, more recognition, more everything that they want, and do not have to put in crazy effort. People, you know, you people say, oh, man, I can't believe you're only working 4 hours a week and you're making this amount of money. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. I said many a day on the show, I don't know who the hell came up saying you got to work 8 hours a day. I really don't. I don't know where that come from. You understand me? Because you got me to buy that book, 4-Hour Work Week. That's an excellent book, man. And a person should not feel bad about using that law of least effort. Shouldn't feel bad about it. But at the same time, you should feel great that you know how it operates and that you know how it works. But your situation is that you're right, and I can speak on this. I mean, I'm not blowing smoke, man, but I'm telling you this straight up. You move. You move. I move. And when we don't move, it ain't good. universe right now is not the same what it was a nanosecond ago. It's moving. And
I'll
we come from it. So we got to move. It's the bottom line. We got to move. And if you're willing to move and realizing that I'm not going to make any mistakes, it's just learning lessons. It's just learning curves. So if you got a bad investment, you lost money, you made some money, it's just learning curves. That's what you're here to do. You're a warrior at heart, and you're a scientist at heart. That's what we all are. And we're here to gather information. So how can we gather information sitting on a freaking porch? How can we gather information drinking a whole bunch of 40 ounces and sitting back drunk as hell every day? How can you even recognize that these things are out here if you don't open up your mindset and free yourself to step out of the box? And now the new thing that I'm coming up with is not only step out that box, step out of that box that you just stepped out of. Get out of that too and see what's going on, man. And I applaud you on that. But at the same time, we often talk, and even when we're not speaking verbally, we're still talking. And you know that movement is strong, and it's going to stay that way, man. Because like LeBron said, I'm built for it, but I'm built for this too. I'm built for this. I designed myself. I designed how I was going to look, feel. I designed the things in my life. I charted those things in. And you wouldn't chart in things that was going to be non-beneficial for you. So you got to have faith in that too. Universe not going to send you anything that you don't truly want within your heart. Whatever it might be, whether it's the highest vibrating plane of things or whether it's the lower vibrating things, it doesn't make a difference. Universe knows not of good or bad, nor of left or right. So we've got to make sure, just like when you go to, I don't watch TV like that. I don't watch news. Man, that's just some drama shit. And I don't even like people calling me up that's got a whole bunch of stuff that ain't in alignment to what I want, because I have to watch and manage my energy going in and going out and coming in. And that's another thing, too, that we've talked about before. We've got to watch that. And in doing what you do and in getting yourself subconsciously, you are exercising your mastery. And that's what we have to do. By every book that I read, everything that I know, every note that I take, everything that I can think out the box with, I am exercising my mental capacity. I am exercising my spiritual mastery. And that's what it's going to take. And no more different than, you know, having a person out there not even recognizing that they're all spiritual. 99.99999% spiritual. Off the chain. So if you can't recognize that, then where do you think you are with finding the absolute truth? You know what I mean? It's like, where do you think you are? Where do you think you're going to be? So with that, you know, we say that to people listening out there. Just have an open frame of mind, realizing, and you said something else, Lee, that was so very vital. You are ready to modify your plan. You're ready to see. If it comes your way, a need to modify, a need to change, a need to reconstruct.
Lubricating.
How many people are not like that? Damn it, I'm going to stay right here until it ends. And then they stay right there and assuming it's the same thing, looking for a different outcome. And that's not what's going to happen.
So
I think that's a very vital thing right there alone. You said so many vital things, man. You are willing to change. You are willing to change the plan. You are willing to rewrite it.
Keeping it hard all day.
And I've had to acquire that myself. Well, you know what? Whoa.
Keeping it
I got the baseline of it, but there's some tweaking I need to do.
Penetrating, lubricating,
and feel good about tweaking. And that's excellent. That's definitely excellent. Excellent within the line of you know, what we're talking about
touching
today.
One soul
and getting into
touching
that
one soul
and can you give me your insight on this one? A friend of mine I was talking about earlier basically was asking me a question. She's not from this country, and like I met her when I went to Akashic my Akashic records class with Donna Fox, my level one class, and We end up sitting together, but at the same time, she's very enlightened, okay, understanding that energy and understanding that information, but having a situation of applying it. So my point of view of it is it's potential until you can apply it. So you got to apply it. Long story short, men that she's attracting into her life, friends that she's attracting into her life, are coming out with motives that are not, in a sense, in alignment with what she's looking at. So she asked me, what can she do? She's, you know, going to go see some other people. And I just told her, I said, let me say this to you, and don't take this any other way than what I'm saying, is that you have a scenario with not listening. You have a scenario with blockage of information coming in, and you're very quick to call someone your friend. Very quick. To be called a friend, you have to go through a rite of passage. Most people in our lives, and sometimes you even marry them, you date them, they're associates. A lot of people you hear complaints about, man, my wife, my husband, they're not my friend. Well, that's up to you as far as what you want to deal with, but I don't want to be with nobody unless they're nothing but a friend. I really don't. I've had enough associates through my life. Don't really, I mean, I deal with that on the level that's most proper for what I'm looking for and my motives. But other than that, there's a rite of passage. And trust me, to be my friend, I'm going to stress you. You're just not going to. So my response to her was the fact of, and it's something else that came to mind, is that you're so, and at the same time, too, I've seen a lack of patience. And that causes a restriction when you have a lack of patience. And it also causes a detachment within the universe when you have no patience. That's very vital to achieving what it is that you are truly trying to have and to receive. You have
well,
to
just
show
like
patience.
We've been talking all night, you know, like, you know, all this stuff that we deal with is really a serious, it's a game and how we want to play the game. But a lot of times, a friend or acquaintance, your wife, husband, your brother, sister, or something, how many people, when you get into something, will hold your hand or have your back and stay right there with you to the end? It's very few.
Yeah. But I think, too, there's a situation with recognizing who are friends. You understand me what I'm saying? It's like people say, oh, that's my friend, that's my friend, that's my friend, my friend. But can you really recognize your friend may be, your real true friend may be a person you don't even speak to?
Right. See, that you stay a distance from. And, I mean, but internally and instinctively, they can feel things that you feel when they're away from you, and they don't even have to be around you.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're all interconnected. Yeah,
right. They had a connection with you.
Yeah. And it's definitely more accessible to people that recognize that they have that. See, the whole thing of all of it is about attention and energizing what it is you're trying to do. So her statement was, and not getting off the platform, which we're not, but her statement was, why am I keep attracting these things and these people into my life? My response is, because those things are still resonating in your core. They're on your mind. They're coming out of your mouth. They're in your heart. That's why you're getting them. And when you add up all of that, how I knew she was ready to listen, she quieted herself. Now I can talk. Because other than that, you shut me off, you do this, you say that, I don't have to talk to you for 6 months, period. I don't have to talk with you no more. Period. I do not have to do that because I make that choice of what I want to engage and not engage. So her thing was she's got problems out of her sister, family, I guess a guy want to be a boyfriend, something in that category. And I said, you have complete choice. You have complete choice of what energy you want in your home. You have complete choice of what energy you don't want. You have complete choice of all of that. Are you ready to take responsibility for that, to say that you have complete choice? And no more different is that we have choice in obtaining absolute truth. If we want, we have a choice of obtaining the operating laws and subsystems and systems of the universe to use and to command. We have a choice. What is our choice?
Keeping it hard all day long.
See, so when you go through and you hear different spiritual scriptures or different things say, do not see a person
lubricating
that is going through some things and going through some other reality. That's one of the reasons why, because we all have a choice.
Radio.
I think you're going to break, man. I think you're going to break. Lee, you still with us, baby?
So at a time.
Because Lee might be gone. But Ken, come on back. Come on back. Come on back with it. Jim Ferguson, Hustler Spirit Radio. We'll take a quick break. Right back.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, hey, this is me, and you guys know who me is. Jim Ferguson, Hustler Spirit Radio. I got Ken in the house. I got Juicy Story Ken in the house. I know he's got a story for us before we get out of here. And we've got a guest caller today, Leon Anderson. CEO, president, owner, the man, Big Daddy, Sports and Spine, Cleveland, Ohio, about to be global. And you got one in, South Carolina, Charlotte? Where you at, Big Daddy?
Yeah, we're in Charlotte, North Carolina, on the west side. I'm Beatty Ford Road, near I-85.
Okay.
Also, have one in Broadview Heights, Ohio, which is the south side of Cleveland.
Okay. And then give us the website again, Big Daddy. Give it to us one more time.
www.sportspine.com. That's sportspine.com. Just one S between the two words, sportspine.
Perfect. Perfect, Big Daddy. And basically, and I can't say, Big Daddy, you guys have made me walk straight, Big Daddy. Because I know I've called you in the middle of the night sometime with injuries, man. Baseball injuries, weightlifting injuries. So I can't say, and I will testify, believe me, this man knows what he's doing. Go see him. His whole crew knows what they're doing. Very, very wonderful atmosphere. They take good care of you. I've had multiple family members come through there, friends come through there. Matter of fact, Ken, even Keith went through there, which is Ken's brother. He went through
and
you guys.
And my mom has been there.
Your mom too. So man, I mean, Big Daddy, you keeping us on the air, Big Daddy, because you keep me upright. So that's all that counts. But definitely,
my motto is optimizing function and fitness for life.
That's what I'm talking about. That sounds like a T-shirt to me, man. What's up?
It is.
That's all. Let's get on it, Big Daddy. You know what I mean? You can put me something on the sleeve, you know, on myself personally. You know what I mean? So I want to collapse that into reality. Woo! Yes, I do. And I know we didn't get a chance to talk about collapsing that cash into reality, but we're going to definitely hop it up.
Like Leon said, you just be there. You know, it's already there. If you're there, you just be there. I mean,
there,
it's a lot of times you've made a lot of choices or something, just like you picked it today, that Saturday. You had something that you had to do that you could have done different.
Yeah.
but it was something that you wanted to do. So you put yourself where you wanted to be.
Exactly.
You were there, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I was there. But you know what's so funny about that? I felt good when I made the decision to be there.
And that's the key.
That's what I learned to do. You know what I mean? I learned.
A lot of times people alter our egos and alter our things in our life, the path that we want to go, because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, and it's not really what you're feeling. You know, you do something and you know darn well you're not supposed to be there. So just in life, just put yourself in the places that you need to be, and everything will take its place.
That's right.
And go into place for you.
That's right. That's right. And the thing about it is recognizing when you're not supposed to be where you're at.
Exactly.
See, that's the next thing. You got to recognize, and that's part of you'll understanding
feel it.
The
you'll,
absolute
you'll feel
truth.
It in your internals. You'll feel it in your internals. When you
exactly.
know you're not supposed to do something or not supposed to be somewhere, something will happen. Something
exactly.
will go not
exactly.
the way it's supposed to be as planned.
Exactly. Exactly. But
just
you know
like
what?
You
I'll tell you something.
Create
I'm tell
plans
you something.
Like you want it to be.
Right. I'm going to tell you what I've seen with a lot of people, and I've heard them talk. They suppress that voice. And the more you suppress it, the easier it becomes to be suppressed. But on the flip side, the more you listen to it, the more easily it speaks to you. So that infinite part of you, that internal intelligence that is always in alignment with your main core desires will give you more as long as you listen to it more. Because what you're doing by listening to it more is that you are giving it more attention. As you give it more attention, you are energizing it. Just like I talked about, if I give coincidences attention, or if I give things in my life that happen to me more attention, I see more of them. So it's natural for me to see signs during the day. It's natural for me to move to them because I've got myself that I know that they're for my utmost better prosperity. So when I see them, Big Daddy, they mean something to me. I make them mean something to me. See, I don't always necessarily wait for a meaning. I make them mean something as they happen. I make them. I make the cause. I'm the effect. So I'm going to put some meaning on it. And that's what I do.
And
if I say, whoa,
like
man.
You or in Leon, I mean, if you get the throttle, you're not going to give it to, you're not going to say, hey, tell somebody else to hold it and turn it full throttle. You're going to turn it yourself.
No, you best believe that, man. I got a little excited, Big Daddy, when you said that. Because, I mean, when I get it, baby, I'm going to go to the wood with it. I want to know what it do, man. You understand? You know what I mean? It's like having an impact gun at 560 pounds per square inch on the reverse end, but you ain't putting enough air pressure through that sucker, man. No. Let's put that 3/8 holes on that baby, and let's open it all the way up. You understand me what I'm saying? And let it talk to me. You understand me what I'm saying? That's using everything to its full potential. You know, why am I going to have a 40 cal and I'm shooting with a 140 grain shot when I know I can put 160 grain up in there? Why am I shooting with 140? You understand? Why do I have a chance to buy a 13 or 18 round clip and I want to buy a 9 and 7 round clip? I ain't using the full potential, Big Daddy. And that's with everything else that we do. So we got universes overflowing abundance of the ebb and flow, and people don't want to dive in. That's cool. They don't want. I'm diving in. I'm diving all the way in, man. I'm diving in with my clothes on, Big Daddy. I don't care because I got more money to buy more. So let's dive on in. And the more I'm diving in, the more I'm going to be able to get anyway. And on the utmost reality point to it, I'm not caring what I got on when I dive in it. You feel me? The signs say dive, I'm going all the way in. And I'm not skimming at the top, pimp. I'm not.
And Big Daddy,
I won't go touch the bottom.
Big Daddy.
Yep.
The key is what you just said, and you're doing it in the presence of fear. Because to me, you know, any challenges, issues, situations that may arise, If you go into it and not care about your fear, you're chilling, because usually it's those times where you can get the seeds of opportunity. And they would not even be there unless the challenge was there. Gotcha. You know? So,
know it all the time, baby. Yes, sir. You hit it right on the money. It's when we're at, those challenges bring us out to our best. And when you embrace that, you take all the brunt away and you see the ease in life when you do that. When you're willing to say, you know what, I'm built for all of this. And you are at your best. When you sometimes are not at your most easy point, it also gives you a reference of understanding that, you know what, things have been a little rough. Universe is going to make you really, you know, you got to really convince it that you really want this now. You know, I haven't seen too many things I went into that they may look good for the first half, but you know you've got some seasonal changes coming. So if you're willing to hang in there with those seasonal changes, high tide, low tide, then after that, you make it through that, baby, it's on and popping. I mean, I know everything with Sports Inspiring on your first initial opening wasn't necessarily all smooth ground, but you hung there knowing you were going to create the outcome. Knowing you were going to be flexible, because if you weren't flexible, you would have broke. You didn't. Knowing when to engage, knowing when not to engage, knowing when to vibrate higher than your challenges, that's becoming a master of your universe, a master of your environment. When you can say, you know what, I see the tide changing, I'm going to get higher than the tide. What do you do when you get on a jet and they got rough air turbulence coming? They don't stay there on that jet stream. They get higher, up to smoother ground. They get higher, smoother air. We can do the same thing. That's basically when you get into hermetics and hermetic teachings, that's what it is. Be able to recognize those and jump higher than that. You can get to a point, before we close out, of mastery of that, of you can create a effect and then not engage in the effect by vibrating higher. You're able to do that. So you can do something, let's say, was lesser on the polarity pole, and you don't want to get yourself involved into the cause and effect or the attraction and repulsion, you can vibrate higher than that. And we'll get into that, too, because we're learning about that. We're reading about that. But, Lee, I want to say to you, man, thank you so much for calling up. Thank you so much for those great insights. I appreciate it, man. And I'm going to tell you this, too, man. Thank you for being a friend, brother, because you are a friend. I appreciate that. You and
I realize you got to be a friend to have a friend.
Come on with it, baby. You best believe it. Best believe it. Ken, I appreciate you, man. I know you're coming off your surgery, and I'm wishing you the best, too. And deal with that. I know you're kicking it, baby. I know you, and I know your ass is hard-headed, too, because I know you got up and went to work the day after. But that's what's in you, man. So listen, everybody have a good one. Appreciate everybody out there listening. Definitely. Tune in with us next week, man, because we're going to be bringing it. We're going to be bringing it, and I hope what we're saying out there, people can use it, and we want you to use it, and we want to share with you. So until next week, from A Hustler Spirit Radio, this is Jim Ferguson. I wish each and every one of you very well, happiness and love in your life. Talk to you next week.